Next, the rising toll of Lyme disease and the questions surrounding treatment. Jeffrey Brown has the story.
Lyme disease was first identified in the 1970s, but it now turns out that it's much more common than previously estimated, about 10 times more. The CDC reported this week that an estimated 300,000 Americans get the tick-borne disease every year. Symptoms can include fatigue, fever, skin rashes, and a headache. Left untreated, it can lead to arthritis, facial palsy, and problems with the nervous system. The number of cases has been increasing. Most are concentrated in the Northeast, with 96% of them in 13 states. There's also been a long-running debate around treatment for the disease. And for all this, we turn to Beth Daly of the Boston Globe. She's been working on a series about the disease and its impact. Well, welcome to you. So, first of all, how significant are these new numbers, more cases than previously thought?
You know, they're really significant, politically especially. For years, scientists and those, I'd say, who work with patients who have Lyme disease, I felt like the numbers were off. There were estimates in the 90s that said Lyme disease was underreported by, you know, 3 to 12-fold, but no one really had a good hand on those numbers. So, you know, sort of politically, when you talk about funding to protect people against Lyme, it was sort of really low on the totem pole. But with this new research, which is not yet complete, the numbers could go much higher. 300,000 people is far different than the 30,000 that the CDC has been talking about.
You know, you talk about underreporting. How well understood is Lyme disease, even at this point?
Yeah, so some things about Lyme disease scientists know about, but there's much to be discovered. And this sort of opens the door to this incredible controversy in Lyme disease that many people aren't aware of, that some doctors have had to travel with bodyguards to protect themselves from patients who've given them death threats. It's a very controversial disease, in large part because there's so many questions about treatment and lingering symptoms of people with Lyme, and if people actually have Lyme disease who are sick.
Well, just to get to the controversy, first tell us that what is the normal course of treatment? How does it stand now?
So traditionally, you get bit by a tick. You might see a rash or feel a fever. You go to the doctor. They sort of diagnose you through tests or clinically, and you would probably get 3 to 4 weeks of oral antibiotics, and that's, most people agree, is usually enough to knock the disease from your system completely. Sometimes it goes a little bit longer if it's more involved, but you know, short courses of antibiotics overall. However, a large segment of people believe that their symptoms linger for years sometimes, and the only way to treat them is to use long-course antibiotics, often through intravenously or orally for years on end, so they can really get out of bed in the morning. And that is a controversy. The medical establishment says, listen, there's no proof this longer course of antibiotics work at all. And these Lyme patients say, yes, it does. Just look at us. We can get out of bed in the morning. And a lot of the debate centers on a lot of insurance companies won't pay for those antibiotics. And as a result, lots of people go bankrupt. They lose their house. They sell their car to pay for these drugs.
So you've talked to a lot of people in these circumstances who've been told that, well, the treatment's done. You should be cured. But they still know something's going on.
They do, and it's actually complicated by the fact that the medical establishment acknowledges and agrees that up to 25% of people who have been treated for Lyme have lingering symptoms, sometimes for days, sometimes longer, but they believe sort of it sort of falls off very, very quickly. But there is something's going on there, and they're not sure quite what it is or what it could be, many things. But what we're talking about are people who have been sick for years and months and months and months, and they just don't get better. They complain of fatigue. They complain of being tired. They complain of shooting pains, something called brain fog, that they just can't really remember how to drive home in the middle of the day. And those are the symptoms, that's where the debate lies.
And I know you've been at a conference even, it's ongoing now, and they're in Boston, about Lyme disease. How much is there a debate within the research establishment there about the treatment?
Yeah, that's a really good question. There does not seem to be a great deal of debate within the medical establishment that patients with Lyme who have lingering symptoms should use long-course antibiotics. No one I know has said that to me. But what is interesting is that there is slowly, because people agree that some people remain sick, there's really good research going into why. There's some work at Yale that's looking at maybe the bacteria, once it's killed off by antibiotics, leaves some bits of protein behind. there's a study at Tufts that says, well, maybe, in animal studies, the bacteria does survive. It seems weakened in some way, and maybe doesn't make people sick, but they're trying to find out if that's true in humans, and that may be part of the answer.
And just very briefly, as you said, so the new numbers, though, are expected, you expect them, will push this debate forward, even politically.
I think so. If you just consider Massachusetts, which is where the Boston Globe is, we spend $10 million a year and more on mosquito control. We spend $60,000 on tick-borne diseases. It's the disparity is great, and as Lyme disease burden grows on public health, it's hopefully, I think people are hoping that the political forces will come to bear, that they'll start seeing money to eradicate ticks in the environment or help people learn more about them.
All right. Beth Daly of the Boston Globe, thanks so much.
Thank you.